Okay, let's see if this works. Sorry, we got Jimmy Complic, Live Nation over here. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got AJ over here, but he's home.
Dog.
AJ?
Hello.
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 Jimmy, can you hear AJ?
Thankfully, yes.
Oh, AJ, can you hear Jimmy?
Yes, I can.
Wow, this is a miracle. Yeah. I have to hand it to our engineers. I don't know how they do this stuff. Pretty cool.
It's really fascinating when you try to think about it.
Yeah.
I'm told don't touch anything.
Yeah, that's...
Well, everyone knew that one.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Yeah. 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Jimmy Complic, Live Nation on, taking your calls, taking your questions. Let's start with Rush. We had you on earlier to talk about Rush doing that limited tour, and you said you had lunch with Tom Cantone and then immediately reached out to Rush's management and asked him about a Connecticut date. Any nibbles on that?
There are nibbles. We're working on it. So
ooh, nibbles.
We don't know if they'll extend their tour. But it was very clear to me if they do extend their tour, we have a good shot at getting shows. And as I had mentioned on whatever day we talked, I think it was Monday, they did add shows onto the already announced shows.
Really? New locations or just added dates?
No, added dates. I think there are four Madison Square Garden dates now. I don't have it in front of me, but they added dates in every city. Every American city had a date.
Phil, you have it?
Yeah, so the original two at Madison Square Garden were July 28th and 30th, and then they also added Saturday, August the 1st, and Monday the 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they did that. They added a second Cleveland show. They added a whole bunch of other shows, all in the same cities that were announced. So hopefully they'll extend their tour. If they do, fingers crossed.
And that would be Mohegan Sun?
Yeah, we're going to aim it towards Mohegan Sun. Absolutely.
Nice.
You say aim it. That's what you recommend, and then they might say, well, we would rather play whatever.
It happens, yes. That's exactly what happens. But usually they love Mohegan so much, it doesn't really matter if we suggest that they play it.
And Mohegan has the big enough checkbook to write out that check.
That is correct.
Is that a big check for Rush?
Oh, yeah.
This time it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
What were they like when they played, when you had them come into Bridgeport?
Well, when we had them in Bridgeport, remember, that's only a 8,000-seat venue, so you can only charge so much for tickets, so they got a lot less money. This time, I'm sure the tickets will be more expensive. We haven't obviously figured that out yet, because we're just talking at this point. And usually, the artist gets more money when they have higher-priced tickets. It's the name of the game.
Greg in New Haven, you have a question to Jimmy about Rush?
Well, you pretty much covered it.
Okay.
I mean, Rush, actually, Rush is my first concert, Grace Under Pressure. I think it was 1984.
Oh, wow.
Changed my life. I saw the ticket stub to Complic, Shelly Finkel. But, listen, here's my thought, though. Rush celebrating 50 years, Toad's Place celebrating 50. You know, I think you can sell that, Jimmy. Legendary.
That would be nice.
Jimmy Complic, legendary. Natural.
I'm going to lose that status very quickly if I don't get that done, won't I?
That'd be amazing. But anyway, I'm looking forward. I hope they come to Connecticut, if not MSG. So it's going to be awesome with the new drummer. Excited about it. So thank you.
All right. Thank you. I like your thinking, too. Toads 50, Rush 50. Yep.
It was a good sales pitch.
Jimmy legendary.
Well, the agent, Dennis Arthur, who I talk a lot about, who's my close friend, is the agent for Rush. He's also the agent for Billy Joel, who also played Toad, so I can make that call, but it's really up to the artist.
Right. Yeah, and, the thing with the Foos is they played for a dollar amount where they lost money, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And there's an EP that you could buy now that has some of these special pop-up show tracks. And there's one track on it from Toads. Is that right?
I think so.
I didn't think they actually said where each song was recorded. But I don't have the EP. Maybe it says it on the EP.
It does also say Volume 1. So I think a lot of fans are looking forward to perhaps each place might get their own little three song EP.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, but a lot of fans have tried to figure out on Reddit and other places on the internet where the performances come from, and they feel like the white limo one might have been the Toad's Place show.
That's cool.
Okay, great.
Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show, and I teased before we went into the break that another classic rock pop artist has announced a farewell tour. Jimmy?
Well, she actually just finished her farewell tour, but she's setting up a residency in Vegas for next April and May. She's going to do, I think, 5 nights or 7 nights in Vegas in April and May of 2020.
Okay, one of those.
Yeah.
Farewell, everybody.
Yeah,
but I'll be over here.
Yeah, she's sitting in Vegas while we all have to run to Vegas if we want to see her live.
Right.
How many people do you think have done farewell tours that weren't farewell tours?
Everyone.
Yep. Scorpions.
Scorpions are brutal for it.
Really?
Yeah, they did like a 3-year goodbye, we're never coming back. And then at the end of the 3 years, they're like, you know what? This is just too much fun.
Right. There was goodbye. There was Auf Wiedersehen. There was...
It was all of that.
I mean, I remember Skinner said farewell and they haven't gone away. I remember being at the Amp. I'm like, this is the last show. I feel a little like they didn't... He never said, hey, thank you for the years and all of this. And, you know, he knew. It's like, I'll see you next year. Cher has done a million.
Seriously,
Elton John
yeah.
has done several.
Yep.
Ozzy, very famously.
Yep.
Kiss. Ozzy, Kiss, yes. Yeah, you're right, Jimmy. Everyone.
Everyone. And Leonard Skinner's still on their farewell tour. Right. And I think I'm going to say farewell to the world before they say farewell to the town.
No.
It's so long. It's unbelievable.
I was talking to a Leonard Skinner fan at the Celebrate Wallingford over the weekend.
Yeah.
And he said, I know it's not any of the original members, but they're keeping the music alive, and I don't care. I love going to see it.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to hear the songs. That's what I feel. I mean, look, you don't have the Dennis DeYoung singing Six. You don't have Steve Perry singing Journey. You don't have Johnny or Ronnie, I should say, singing Skinner. You don't have any. The lead singers have disappeared. You know, and as Skinner does, everybody's disappeared. And Skinner, it's really a tribute band, but it's the music. Listen, I go to hear the music. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Look at Foreigner. Foreigners, all foreigners.
It's true. You're right, AJ. There's no originals.
No.
Text to Jimmy, Slipknot, ?
Hopefully next summer at the Meadows.
Deftones skipped Connecticut this run. Any chance they'll come back around?
No chance at this point, but we did call the agent and say Mohegan Sun is very interested, and we'll see what happens if they do come back around.
Yeah. Tommy T, any word on the Rolling Stones?
No word at all. I mean, I saw it all over social media that they're touring, but that was AI crap. It wasn't real.
No.
Yeah.
It's tough, this AI stuff now. Did you see the one with JFK and Marilyn Monroe in a car together? Laughing?
No, I didn't see that.
I was like, this looks real. And then it was JFK in a KFC.
That's a good one.
With those teeth.
He also had his IBM computer and got into his BMW.
Starbucks.
Let's see. Aaron Lewis, ?
Nothing yet with Aaron Lewis. Hopefully we'll see his band get back into Connecticut, but not Aaron solo.
Pete in the car.
Hey, this isn't really a concert question, but kind of a music question just because Jimmy's in the industry. So I wonder if you heard anything about Alex Van Halen releasing any kind of music or getting together with people to produce something.
No, I haven't heard anything about it. I miss Alex. I like Alex. We know each other, and I love seeing him on the road. He and Eddie were buddies with me, and I miss seeing Alex. But I have not heard anything about Alex at all going back out on the road.
Oh, that's I mean, because they have that vault that's full of tons and tons of material.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of Van Halen material that's never been released.
Right.
Yeah, they were saying something that he was going to get together with somebody, but that was like months ago. I think it was the guy from Toto, Steve Lukather. And Lukather was supposed to finish off of some of Eddie's songs. I don't know, it's some kind of rumor, but you know that how that goes.
Well, I'd be first in line for that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Pete. Thank you, man.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. Mike, the Uber guy.
Good morning. Welcome back, AJ.
Thank you.
Jimmy, is there any possible chance you're bringing Striper around?
I'd love to bring Stripe around. I've been promoting them for 40 years now. Not aware of them touring. Are they on tour?
They got a new album out.
Didn't we just talk to them? And why did we talk to them? Yeah, just talk through the mic. Please.
I believe they played Mohegan. They were on in the summertime.
Oh, were they the Wolf Den?
Yes,
I think so.
That's it.
Okay, we don't book the Wolf Den.
We were going to have dinner and everything.
Yeah, they were there in August.
Yep.
Mike, you missed
wonderful.
It.
Well,
I missed it.
And it's free.
And it was.
Yeah, I heard nothing about it.
Messed up all the way around.
Yeah, oops.
Anything about Nickelback?
They just played last night for free.
We're hoping to have Nickelback at the Meadows next summer.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right,
boys.
Thank you.
Do you, Striper and Nickelback, do you have a girlfriend?
My music genre is all over the place.
All right.
She's eclectic.
I listen to Anthrax to Zappa.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
That's good.
That's cool.
A to Z. I get
it. It works.
Thank you, Mike. All right. We got a text for Jimmy. Johnny Kale. That's from Ike in Cheshire.
Johnny Kale. Does that mean JJ Kale? Who's Johnny Kale?
I guess.
Don't know.
It's a salad.
I wasn't sure JJ Kale was still alive, actually. He wrote the song Cocaine.
Right.
Eric Clapton. But I don't know if he's alive anymore. I don't know who Johnny Cale is.
Ike, text back. We don't know who Johnny Cale is.
Further information is needed.
Really?
Is it JJ Kale?
It's his dealer's name.
JJ Kale died over a decade ago, so I feel like it can't be.
Yeah. He's not coming around.
All right. Apparently, Johnny Kale is the founding member of the Velvet Underground.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
He's 83.
Yeah.
I don't think he's coming around if he's 83.
People didn't want to see him when he was 53.
Yeah, that's true.
No one likes Kale.
Sorry, Ike. I don't mean you, but most of us.
He did apparently do a full UK tour in 2022, so it's not that long ago.
All right, you just missed it, Ike.
So close.
The Wolf Den.
Ed in East Haven.
Hey, two questions. One, are you bringing Poison to Connecticut? And two, last night at the Daughtry show, why was parking $40 at the immediate lots around the
end? Please don't do this. Do you think Jimmy has anything to do with the parking fees?
No, I'll answer
honestly,
that.
I don't know. That's why
I'll
I'm
answer
asking.
No. I'll answer. First of all, I think we're going to see Bret Michaels play Mohegan Sun in February. Not Poison, but cool. Bret Michaels. We'll probably announce it next week. We're working on that right now. And as far as parking, the parking in front of the arena, I mean, in front of the amphitheater, is half paid parking and half free parking. The free parking is all in the structured lot next to the arena. That's all free parking. So we do provide free parking, and half the lot in front of the amphitheater is free and half is paid.
Oh, okay. I thought the website is wrong, then. That's not on you. That's on them.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll check the website.
Is the website wrong? Or did you get it wrong?
The website said that it's always been free parking around the arena or around the amphitheater all summer. This was the first time they ever charged us.
No, well, no.
That
it's really
one
not
lot.
Been,
no. No, that one lot now is a paid.
Maybe that would not be that. Okay, so maybe I took a wrong turn then. That could be.
Yeah, just ask for free parking. They'll send you either to the lot if there's still free spots available. They'll send you to the structured lot next to the arena, which is all free parking.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Ed.
All right. Bye.
You know, I saw photos of that show. What was with Chris Daughtry's arms? He had like these things on, looked like one of the X-Men.
What are you talking about?
No, he did. AJ's right. He had these sort of, I don't know what they were. They were like
shields.
Leather things on. They were around his muscles. He's very muscular AJ, by the way.
It was like X-Men or something like that.
But AJ, you have better hair.
Not right now, unfortunately.
No, I'm telling you. He has no hair.
Ow.
Yeah. Zero.
Neither do I.
Oh,
AJ, did you shave your hair off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. You sound disappointed about it. Just, it's okay. It's part of the process.
It's coming back, man. Yeah. It's going to come back.
Yeah. Yep.
It's going to come back long, blonde, like Fabio.
You're going to be a beach boy.
Exactly.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, I'd pay to see that.
Wouldn't it be nice, AJ?
I don't know what that was, AJ. I saw that, too, and I couldn't figure out. And he was too, I didn't want to go up to him and say, why are you wearing that? Because I thought he might punch me.
So I'm going to shock you guys right now. He blacked out both of his arms with tattoos. Like, he didn't like the tattoos on his arms.
Oh.
So that's black. That's black tattoo ink.
Seriously?
So he got a bunch of tats. He got sleeves. Yeah.
And then he covered them up. And now it just looks like he's wearing black sleeves all the time.
But, you know, he did have, like, gloves on, like the fingerless leather gloves, so you could be easily confused.
Wow.
Makes it look like it's a hole. Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like some weird superhero.
Yeah.
So he thought the tattoos were a mistake?
Yeah, he must have been just sick of the way they looked. I know a couple
people.
That's a lot. Yeah.
That's a lot of bad decisions.
Two
on that
arms.
Arm.
Two arms full. Both arms.
Right.
Right.
I like that instead of going the laser route. Just going to use more ink.
Yeah.
He could have taken it off, and then he adds more.
I don't know. When you get a sleeve, you know how hard it is to take it off? That's
cover it up.
A lot of sessions.
A lot of sessions. A lot of pain. We didn't ask Jimmy yet if the People's Bank Arena will be ready for Cyndi Lauper. I'm sorry, Stevie Nicks.
I will be ready. I am going to be getting a tour next week up there. I have not seen the arena yet. I'm going up next Tuesday, and they're going to show me around, and I will look for Stevie Nicks' dressing room. I believe her dressing room will not be ready, so she will be using the hockey locker room, which is common in arenas to use hockey locker rooms for dressing rooms. But I assure you, we'll make it look like a girl's dressing room, not a man's hockey room.
That's not the real problem. It's not the look. It's the smell.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I hadn't thought about that. There is a hockey game beforehand. So
hockey locker rooms are the worst smelling locker rooms of all sports.
Really?
Right, you hide one,
they can't get rid of the smell.
No.
Well, I'm glad you told me that, and we will keep an eye because we certainly don't want Stevie to be unhappy. We have a big opening ceremony the day before with the governor, ribbon cutting, the whole thing, and then Stevie comes in on Saturday the 25th. The show sold out already, so it will be a full house for the first concert there.
We believe this is from Toad's Place, Foo Fighters. Man, the friggin' energy pouring out of that guy and that band that night, Jimmy. Unbelievable.
I think I heard Ruth in the audience, so it must be Toad.
Yep, that was her.
Woo! Woo!
Yes, she is.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation, on the show. We're going to talk about Friends of Jimmy in a second. But Mike in Southington has a question. Mike?
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, 2 years ago, I brought my 7-year-old son to Guns N' Roses at Fenway Park. He ended up getting a guitar pick from Slash. He was 5 years old when I brought him.
Five.
He's been asking me ever since, when are they coming back?
Did he catch it?
Quick story. So the skies opened up and it started downpouring like rain you've never seen during Welcome to the Jungle. It was epic. He stayed out there, and then the security guard, one of the security guys, Slash, gave a pick to, and then he pointed out to my son, and he ran it over to my son. It was one of the best stories I've ever had happen to us.
That's cool.
Now he wants to get
to me.
So Guns N' Roses will tour next summer. We're hoping to get a date in Connecticut. They are going to tour next summer.
Ooh. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's big, actually.
Now, where would you put a show like that?
I'd like to put him in Mohegan Sun myself or the Meadows, one of the two.
Oh, wow.
We had him at the Meadows. My goodness, it must have been 10, 12 years ago we had him at the Indoor Meadows, which was great.
What do you think about Rentschler for them?
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to put him in Rentschler. I don't know if they're really that big to play Rentschler.
Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, yep. I don't know. They need a good act underneath them. They're worth $20,000, but Rentschler's $35,000.
Okay.
You got to be really big to play Rentschler.
Oh, wow.
I like the Meadows idea. That's awesome.
Yeah, I like the Meadows myself. It'd be great to have a nice lawn ticket out there, as long as the rains don't come like it did at Fenway.
Yeah, Friends of Jimmy is open. Can we explain this to everybody who loves concerts?
Yes, Friends of Jimmy is open. We just opened it up. It's a ticket club. We offer you tickets for all our shows before they go on sale. We email you the information. We hold on to your credit card info, or you need to just email us how many tickets you want. We usually offer 8 tickets per show, so you can share the membership. The membership is $325, and we also give about 30 to 35 shows worth of free tickets out to members, and we always sell out, and we just opened up the window. We waited 3 weeks to make sure who was going to renew, and we do have some slots open for people that chose not to renew for whatever reason, and but there aren't that many. There are only about 30 or 40 slots open, so just go to friendsofjimmy.com and sign up. We just had Chris Stapleton go on sale. We offered people tickets. It sold out in 10 minutes, but everybody who belonged to Friends of Jimmy got their tickets.
Nice.
Wow. What about a show like the Foo Fighters? That was different, right? You had to stand in line for that.
We don't offer Toads. Different. We don't offer Toad shows. We offer shows to the Amphitheater in Bridgeport, the Meadows, Mohegan Sun, our shows at the People's Bank Arena, of course, Oakdale. So, and if there's something at the Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport, we'll offer those too.
So do you get to place your order before they go on sale, meaning that you would have a better spot, a better seat?
You're guaranteed a seat, but you don't necessarily get a better seat because I don't know. We don't hold the best seats. We hold good seats, but we don't hold the best seats.
Gotcha.
The best seats go to the public. I don't want to catch heat from anybody.
Right.
The fans are the fans. These people that belong Friends of Jimmy are VIPs, so they are guaranteed to get seats, but it's usually in the first third of the house.
Well, you can't beat that. So you could buy this for like a Christmas or holiday gift and put it in someone else's name?
Yes, you can do that. And
awesome.
And what's great about it is it can be shared because we usually offer 8 tickets per show. So if 2 people want to share the price of the membership, it's easy to do.
All right, we're going to link up on WPLR.com, Friends of Jimmy. Laura in West Haven.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been a Friends of Jimmy member since probably day one, and awesome. Everybody's got to join. I get great seats. I've never had a problem with billing all through COVID. With all that going on, I always got a refund when all those shows got canceled. I can't say enough about Friends of Jimmy. Just unbelievably awesome.
That's my best friend.
Yeah. That's a great endorsement.
Did you have a question, Laura?
Yeah. I want to know about Offspring.
Offspring is going to tour in the spring, and I think they're going to end up at Mohegan Sun or an early show at the Amp in Bridgeport, one of the two.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, and thanks for the Friends of Jimmy.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Wow, that was a loud call. There was a lot going on there.
I think it was. Train was driving past her at the end.
Yeah.
She was driving on the subway track.
Yeah.
Jimmy, any announcements coming in the next week?
Yeah, we're going to probably announce the Bret Michaels show that somebody called in earlier on the show out at Mohegan Sun. It'll take place in February, and we're working on announcing it someday next week.
I'm sorry, did I miss it? Did you mention where it would be?
Mohegan Sun.
Mohegan Sun. Yeah. All right. Jimmy, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Great, guys.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.